So what's your role here? What are some important things to you here?
Well, you know, I'm here to really to evaluate these quarterbacks, you know, and so I, you know, take a look at all of them. I've looked at least one game on all of them going into this, and you get a chance to sit down with them and just kind of get to know them, you know, interview them and you know, do your evaluations.
Is there a, when you have a set quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, is there a certain skill set you're looking for when you come to the combine?
You know, to me, I'm always just a believer in trying to find the best player, you know, and then you can adapt your offense or whatever to it. I mean, we want to be able to see the skills necessary to play football in the NFL, which is, you know, obviously making the different throws. When you watch on film, the decision-making, when you talk to them, you know, they have a presence to them, or they have an understanding of, you know, their offense, what they ran, and you ask them questions and they can, you know, give you a quick answer and adjust, because that's, you know, you got to be able to have a fast mind to play in this league. So just, you know, just kind of things like that. And right now, you know, some of these guys you saw, I saw in the Senior Bowl, but other times it's my first time being around them, you know, and you know, it might be the only time. So you got to get as much information as you can in a short period of time.
You know, related to that, you know, at least my philosophy is the team should be grooming a younger quarterback almost all the time. Even though we got Teddy as our starter, it, you know, it's the volatility of the position so great. You know, it's good to have somebody else you're grooming. Tyler Heineke's on roster, but do you feel like he is a guy that you could groom up as a potential replacement, or is there somebody in the draft that could be that guy that you're turning around and grooming?
Taylor Heineke, we feel really good about him. I mean, he had a good, really good preseason and training camp last year, and we think that he is a guy that has potential to be a player at some point in this league. With that being said, we also have, you know, Sean Hill, who's a, you know, the veteran presence. But you're always looking to add good players to your team, you know, and that's kind of what I'm doing here, is just trying to find a guy. Same thing like with Taylor. Yeah. Like, Taylor wasn't invited to the combine last year, but,
how'd you find him?
Just looked. I mean, he was on the list and just watched tape on a bunch of different guys, and he stood out, and then, I ended up going to his pro day, so I kind of did the interview stuff there with him because I couldn't get him here. And then we brought him in on our top 30 and stuff, and it was just someone we identified, and we were fortunate to sign him as a free agent, you know. And we think that he's a good player, but you always look for guys that are going to be good. I mean, there's a lot, you know, quarterback is a very important position.
Yes.
So if you can get good players, and especially find them, you know, later or as free agent type guys, it can really benefit your team.
So from our standpoint, you got to see him every day. Right. We only got to see him once the preseason ended. We never really saw him again.
Right.
What did we not see in his development over the course of the season that was happening at Winter Park?
Well, just the experience of being there week in and week out, you know. And it's not like he didn't get a ton of reps once the regular season. I mean, he didn't get any with offense, and he'd get some scout team stuff. Him and Sean would split it. But just the process of, you know, preparing like you're going to play every week, you know, and more the mental aspect of it. And then I would work with them, you know, a little bit extra, but you know, at that time, it's really everything's geared towards, you know, Teddy and then Sean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that's why, you know, I think this offseason will be big for him.
Scott, how wary do you have to be of quarter, and these talkers come up all the time this time of the year, specifically with offensive linemen translating to the National Football League, but how wary do you have to be of quarterbacks coming out of certain spread offense, hurry up type systems translating to the NFL?
You know, I mean, obviously it's different because the guys got to call plays, they got to communicate, but I think no matter what offense they're coming to from college to pro, there's going to be a learning curve. The game's faster. We call things differently. I think it's just, you got to look at the guy, the individual player. You got to see, you know, can he physically do what you need him to do? And then when you talk to him, you spend time with him in the interviews, you get a feel for, hey, okay, this guy's going to be able to get it. Or you talk to his coaches, and, you know, they might have run a spread offense, but they're still throwing similar type routes, you know. A lot of times the footwork is a big thing that you got to change or work, because the drops are just, you know, different than what we do. But I think you can have a good gauge of if they're going to be able to make that transition, just from spending some time with them.
Now, your quarterback's coach for the Minnesota Vikings, Scott Turner, on the fan of the combine, but you were wide receivers coach for Cleveland.
Yes.
When Josh Gordon had that 1,600-yard season. So, I mean, you know, when you were at the combine with the Browns looking for receivers out of certain systems translating to the NFL, do you find that to be the same thing with receivers coming out of like the way TCU plays or Baylor plays or some of these spread out, fast, no huddle teams translating to the NFL?
With receivers, yeah, you really got to spend time with those guys because like a lot of those offenses, like they only line up on the left and they always line up in the exact same spot. So they're only running the routes from one side of the field and they don't even have to know what the formation is. They're always going to line up in the same spot.
Interesting.
A lot of those guys. So like, to be in a huddle, hear the formation, know where you need to go line up, then know, okay, what is my route from here? And then also just, I mean, like if you're always running off on the left, you're most, you know, you're cutting off your left foot a lot. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, can he make it? You know, it's, it seems like a simple deal, but it, but if you haven't done it, it's, you know, it's a little different. So, you know, I think that that is a transition. I think you got to like kind of test those guys on, can they learn formations? Can they, you know, can they line up in different spots?
How do you know that? I mean, that's, you know,
you
if they didn't do it in college, how do you think you can test that?
You don't. I mean, I think you just gotta, you gotta talk to them. I think you gotta have a, just a feel for, you know, their ability to retain information. You know what I mean? Kind of give them something and then see if they can spit it back to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you gotta kind of trust your instincts on how you feel talking to them, you know? But that's why the interview process is so important, you know, especially for everybody, but for guys like that.
Is that a case of the, of testing the football IQ, as they like to say?
Yeah, that would be one. Yeah, that'd be a good
one
way
of those
to put
cases.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you look for guys that sort of match your system, or are you just looking for good players? And we'll find a way. Or do you want guys that, you know, work within what you do?
I think if guys are good football players, they work in any system. You know, I believe that. You know, so I personally think you find the best player, and then that tends to work itself out.
Scott, certainly not speaking for other position coaches within the Minnesota Vikings organization, but moving into US Bank Stadium, do you think it's fair to say one guy in Teddy Bridgewater will jump up from certain aspects of his game going indoors more than others?
Yeah, I think, I mean, anytime you play in a controlled environment where you're throwing the football, I think it's going to help. You know, I think Teddy has played well indoors in his first two seasons, so I think that would be good. I mean, quarterbacks, you know, kickers, I mean, those guys, you know, they like playing inside because you don't have to worry about the wind or the elements or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will help, you know, Teddy.
Question I've asked a couple of people both since we've been here. If I were to talk to you a year from now, it's Combine 2017, hopefully we'll talk then. What are you hoping that we're talking about Teddy then that's different from now? What will have progressed or changed in Teddy's development in 1 year?
Well, the number one thing is that, you know, we're finding ways to win football games. I mean, that's ultimately the most important thing. And, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, throwing the football, and we want to throw for more yards, and we want them to continue to progress that way. But, it's a team game, and the ultimate goal is to win. So we hope to continue that. I mean, we've improved our wins from the first year, second year, and we want to continue to get better there. But just, you know, there's some things that he can get better at. I mean, just, you know, taking that next step from year two to year three, you know, being the third year as a starter, you know. Obviously his teammates voted him captain this year. So, you know, kind of, growing into even more of a leadership role because he's the quarterback, you know, he's the quarterback of our team. But, you know, Teddy's on a good path. And you know, to be able to, in his second year, you know, there were some ups and downs with how he played, but to go win the division, and you know, and that division was a good accomplishment, you know.
Yes.
And then, but we can, you know, continue to get better, and you know, the way he can work going forward, I think that, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him.
Well, let me ask about one specific area that I know a lot of fans are interested in: downfield passing.
Right.
Team finished had the second fewest completions of 20 or more yards, second fewest completions of 40 or more yards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that is in fact a deficiency in his game, or is that just a byproduct of a run-first offense? You know, what's your thoughts on the downfield passing?
You know, he had some opportunities that that, you know, he missed, or maybe, you know, it was just a little off him and the receiver, you know, whatever it was that that we need to hit, and we need to get better at that, and we've addressed it, and we will address it, you know, in the offseason. It's something that we work on. At the same time, though, like you said, I mean, we had the fewest number of pass attempts in the league, you know, because we have a pretty good tailback and we gave him the ball, you know.
Yeah.
And he finished first in the league in rushing, and as a team we were fourth, you know. So that, you know, that was part of our, you know, game. And then we also had some games, too, where, like, you know, Teddy threw for 150 yards at halftime, and then he threw for 30 in the second half.
Right, Adrian took over.
Know.
Sure.
But that is an area, you know, when you have guys open down the field, you got to hit them, you know, And so we got to get better at that. And Teddy will be the first, would be the first person that, that told you that.
The commonly, many people feel like deficiencies on the offensive line just limited Teddy to how long he could, you know, hold the ball and whether he can, you're unable to get enough time to get players, to get receivers downfield. Do you feel like that's a fair assessment or not?
Yeah, you know, our offensive line, you know, they had some ups and downs, but those guys fought and competed all year, and I think that we'll be better a year from. I think we're going to be better overall on offense a year from now. But, mm-hmm. you know, there was some of that. I mean, some of it was, you know, we didn't want to, you know, put a lot of stress on those guys.
Sure.
We ran the ball a lot, like I said before. I think that probably some of it, but I don't know. I think that, to me, I coach the quarterback, so I'm focused on how he can be better at that. You know what I mean? And I think that, and we got great coaches, and they'll get the rest of it.
We talked to your dad about this yesterday, to continue this topic. You know, there were times last year that Teddy took a lot of hits. How does he bounce back from that? Like when he has a game where he takes a bunch of sacks but gets hit even more, what's he like the next week?
You know, he's a little sore. He's a young guy. He doesn't really complain much about it. You know, he'll get treatment if he needs to and everything like that. But he understands that's part of the game, you know, and he's a resilient guy, so he's just going to keep competing and fighting. I mean, it's not going to slow him down or change his temperament.
Vikings quarterbacks coach Scott Turner, KFAN at the Combine.
I'm not going to ask you to break down all the quarterbacks that are here at the Combine, but if you had a chance to look at all at Carson Wentz, the fan is carried in Fargo 740. They're very, very interested in this story. Have you had a chance to look at him at all?
Yeah, I looked at him. I watched him on tape. Obviously saw him down at the Senior Bowl, met with him at the Senior Bowl, mm-hmm. talked to him. I think he's an impressive guy. You know, I think he's an impressive guy. I think that you know, he's big. He's a big, strong guy, you know. And, you know, the things about him, obviously playing at, you know, the FCS level. But it's still, they play good football there for everyone listening in Fargo. I know that's a good team, and obviously they had a lot of success. But he's also only been a two-year starter, and he missed games with injuries, you know what I mean? So it's an interesting thing because there isn't a lot of tape on him. But what you do see, you really like, you know. So, I mean, he's a guy that's going to, you know, in my opinion, I think he'll end up going pretty high, you know, and I think he'll have a good career.
Do you, last one, do you enjoy this time of the year? Obviously, the season's the most fun, but do you like this time of the year?
I do. I like, when I'm sitting at home Saturdays before meetings or after we have meetings, I watch all these college football games, you know, so a lot of these guys you know already, and then you start studying them, you start watching them on film. You get to know them, you know what I mean? And it's just, and then, like, you compare them to the guys that came out last year or the year before that, you know, and just to get to know this next group of guys that are going to be, you know, the players in our league, you know, it's good. It's a fun experience.
Do you, when you're watching on Saturday and you're watching, you're a quarterback coach, are you watching quarterbacks? Are you starting to take notes? Does it turn into work?
No, I don't, you know? I take some mental notes as I'm doing, you know, you think about it and you see things and you remember it, but, no, I don't. No, that's my rule. I know most of the time, like, I'll start watching the game, I'll fall asleep in the second quarter, wake up in the third, and but like some of these guys, you know, like my cousin coaches at Stanford, so I've had, you know, watch a lot of their games, mm-hmm. Just, you know, different stuff like that. But you know, I'm pretty clued in. A lot of guys in the profession from coaching college, guys I know that are coaching college, so you just pay attention to the games.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yep.
Thanks,
Scott Turner, quarterbacks coach, Minnesota Vikings. Back after this.